And now, Loreen Tuttle, outstanding radio and screen star in Legacy, a drama of the unexpected.
How would you feel if it happened to you? Oh, sure, you can sit there now and say that I was crazy, that I didn't have a chance. But put yourself in my place. Go ahead, try it for a little while. You're a blonde, not too bad looking, with good legs and enough of a figure to make an 1895 dress look like 50 bucks. You're working a dreamland, going round and round like a horse on a carousel, getting nice fat blisters on top of the nice fat blisters that used to be your feet. You provide smiles, conversation, occasional brush-offs, and amusement for a new guy every 5 minutes. And it only costs him 10 cents. That's it. Just 10 cents. Then one Roomba, the long, lanky character you're dancing with, lifts a 7-pound boot off your instep, leans down, and purrs in your ear.
Baby, how'd you like to make $10 million?
How much?
$10 million.
Only 10? There was a guy last week who offered me 20.
But I mean it.
So did he, last week.
Okay, baby, so you like being poor. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute.
Sorry, Miss Canfield. Dancing with you costs money, remember?
How'd you find out my name?
Somebody mentioned it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's why I danced with you.
Because of my name?
Among other things.
My partners usually ask for encores.
I only bought one ticket.
You weren't very optimistic.
No. I thought that's all it would take.
You were wrong.
So I was wrong. I've been turned down before. I'll get over it.
Okay, Buster, so long. You got a different line anyway. You're a big-hearted millionaire in disguise who has a weak spot for taxi dancers.
Not exactly. I'm a chauffeur for a small-hearted millionaire who never heard of taxi dancers.
Oh, he's missed a lot.
Yeah, quite a bit. I'd like to have him meet one sometime.
Me?
You.
Maybe we should dance again.
No more tickets.
Oh, I've got an extra one. I keep it for emergencies.
Isn't that against the rules?
I break lots of rules, Buster.
You're a bad girl.
Do we dance?
We can try.
All right, Buster, what's the score?
A touchdown. You'll carry the ball.
Do you call the signals?
Right.
Well?
Let's go out on the terrace. I want to give you the rules.
I figured he was just another wolf with a slightly new approach. But at least I could stop dancing for a few minutes. Besides, he was tall and interesting looking in a sunburned sort of way. Well, what would you have done? I did just that and smiled as I took his arm and walked out to the terrace.
Is your name really Irene Canfield?
Why not?
Any relation to J. Frederick Canfield?
The millionaire?
Mm-hmm.
No relation.
How'd you like to be his niece?
How would he like it?
He wouldn't know the difference.
What have I got to lose?
$10 million if it doesn't work? And your good name?
Oh, I wouldn't want to lose the $10 million. What's the pitch?
Old man Canfield's dying.
I read it in the papers.
And there's nobody to collect when he passes on.
Nobody?
Except the niece, Marietta Canfield. But she's disappeared. Nobody's heard of her since the war began. She was caught in Europe and then no letters, no telegrams, no nothing.
Well, maybe she'll turn up.
Well, that's a chance we take.
What did she look like?
Well, the old man hasn't seen her for over 15 years. The war could have changed her. Anyway, you'll do.
Why'd you pick me?
Hunch. Same name, same looks. Just a hunch.
What's in it for you?
I figure you'll be a generous heiress.
How generous?
Very.
Oh, but it couldn't work, Buster.
The name's Rex.
It couldn't work.
Probably not.
There isn't a chance.
Too much risk.
They'd find me out.
Before you started. Well?
When do we begin? Well, after all, a girl has to take some chances if she's going to get ahead in the world. You know what I mean. The next morning, Rex and I had a long huddle and then called our signals for the first play. I drew my savings out of the toe of a snag nylon and blew the whole thing on a couple of broad-shouldered, slim-waisted, simple, and very expensive gowns. Meanwhile, Rex got hold of a friend in New York who wired the joyful news of my impending arrival to the Canfield Menage. Then, properly equipped, I strolled casually through the back door of the local airport, carrying a suitcase covered with Paris labels, and was met at the front door by Rex. In a matter of minutes, we were on our way in a long black limousine.
All set, baby?
I guess so.
That's going to be a cinch.
Maybe.
Sure. Telegram did it.
What'd the old man say?
Not a word. He's too sick to talk.
The others?
There aren't any others. None of the servants knew dear Marietta.
Oh, gee, honey, I'm scared.
Be scared, baby. They'll all think it's grief. Well, here we are. Welcome home, Miss Marietta Canfield.
How do you do, Miss Canfield?
How do you do?
I'm Mr. Canfield's butler.
Of course.
May I show you to your room?
Thank you.
Unless you'd prefer to see your uncle first.
Well, is he... I mean, should I...
After all, that's why you're here, isn't it?
Well, I'm afraid I'd better...
Very well. Follow me, please. I'll take you right to Mr. Canfield.
I felt a little scream forming down in the pit of my stomach. It was too risky. The old man was still alive. He picked me for a phony at first glance. My mind rushed out of that vaulted hallway into the sleek limousine and back to my nice, noisy, peaceful dance hall. I wanted to run away, but my feet walked up the curving marble staircase and followed Hubert's frock-coated back into a tiny, undersized room. There, in an oversized bed, lay my new uncle, J. Frederick Canfield.
Miss Marietta is here, Mr. Canfield. I knew you'd want to see her immediately.
Hello, Uncle Fred. The skeleton-like figure on the bed moved one long nailed claw with great effort.
Yes.
He was trying to say something, but he couldn't quite make the grade. So he just turned his head in my direction, slowly, as if he had to get out and push. He smiled at me, his eyebrows coming together and his gray lips turning up at the corners. And then I saw that it wasn't a smile at all. It was an evil grin. I'll leave now, Uncle Fred. I don't want to tire you, but we'll have a long talk about old times as soon as you're better, huh? Good night, Uncle Fred. Good sleep. And he did. He had a very good sleep because the next morning the butler rapped on my door, opened it, and walked in wearing a face that looked as if it had been tied in black ribbons.
Sorry to awaken you, Miss Canfield, but I have some very bad news. Very unpleasant.
Yeah?
Your uncle died last night.
For the next couple of days, I was plenty scared. When no relatives turned up for the funeral, it looked like Rex and I had really pulled it off. Of course, we couldn't be sure until after Mr. Smithson had read the will. But we weren't worried.
And to each of my faithful servants who are in my employ at the time of my death, I bequeathed $10,000. The remainder of my estate to be delivered to my niece, Marietta Canfield, at her request. pardon me for digressing, Miss Canfield, but that should amount to something in the neighborhood of $9 million. Did you hear what I said, Miss Canfield?
Yeah, I heard you, Mr. Smithson. You said I was going to inherit something in the neighborhood of $9 million. Mr. Smithson continued reading the will. Rex moved behind my chair, and I felt his fingers grip my shoulder. Hard. I smiled up at him. A $9 million smile.
Now, there's just one thing, Miss Canfield, before I go on.
Yeah?
You didn't get here until after your uncle's death, did you?
No, the night before. He was very much alive. He smiled at me and nodded.
Are you sure?
Well, of course. Mr. Canfield's butler was there. He'll back me up.
Oh. Well, then I'm obliged to read an amendment which your uncle fixed to this testament. let me see. Oh, here. In view of the fact that my niece, Marietta, has seen fit to disobey my wishes at every opportunity, it is my desire that I never see her again. And in the event that she disobeys this final command and appears before me at any time during my life, the bequest to her is canceled. The money is to be paid to the municipal hospital. Signed and witnessed, J. Frederick Canfield.
So, I'm back at Dreamland. As bad as ever. Maybe worse. But I don't suppose I'd have known what to do with $9 million anyway. Would you?
Legacy starred Miss Loreen Tuttle. Listen soon for another of your favorite motion picture stars in a drama of The Unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.